time. It says the outage is a part of efforts to protect its power system from a total collapse. Consumers have been urged to check their load shedding schedules on the Eskom or municipal websites. Within hours of filing its notice to be placed under voluntary business rescue, the South African Airways Board appointed senior business rescue practitioner Les Maltesen to lead the process. Trade unions have given the board until today to provide an undertaking that they would not play a role in this appointment. Maltesen brings significant credentials to the table, having been in the industry for 35 years and providing advice to companies facing financial crisis. But this appointment came as a shock to trade unions, who had filed a letter with the SAA yesterday saying they wanted to play a role in the appointment decision. Meanwhile, the DA says if the national carrier survived business rescue, it should be privatized. And finally, France is preparing for the second day of travel cancellations and school closures as unions warned there would be no let-up in the strike called to protest planned pension reforms. The first day of a strike, seen as a major test for President Emmanuel Macron's ambitions, visions reforming France, saw giant rallies across the country coupled with walkouts that paralyzed transport and closed schools. Today is set to follow a similar pattern with almost all high-speed train services cancelled. The head of the hardline FO union warned that the strike could at least last until Monday. Now to take a look at your financial indicators, gold is trading at $1,477.69 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 59 cents, 16 rands 17 cents to the euro, and 19.13 to the pound. A rainy day in store for Gauteng with thundershowers expected, with a low of 11 degrees peaking at 15 degrees in Joburg. Your top trends on Twitter this hour, hashtag Dineo, Lamza, Elaine and Fagaza. And now to recap your top story at 8 a.m., Eskom announces that stage 2 load shedding will presume today.
There's wet weather all around Gauteng, the Gauteng province that is, and so slow traffic everywhere and the traffic lights are not working. At the same time, do proceed with caution because there's fog at the same time. So turn on your headlights and try to be friendlier to the driver next to you. We start off in Melrose on the M1 northbound. That queue in traffic is still there between Parktown and Melrose. And then in Oakdean on the N12 eastbound, there's a crash near the Comoro Street. So Comoro Street exit, that is. So heavy traffic there. And then we move on to a whole lot of traffic lights that are not working. We start off in Emerentia at Tanner Road. Traffic lights not working at 3rd Avenue. Boysons Road. Traffic lights not working at John Street. Houghton Estate, Lenhof Road. Traffic lights not working at the M1 North exit. And in Sandton, West Street. Traffic lights not working at Fedman Drive. And then still in Sandton, already stage 2 load shedding. Power outage is at the intersection, multiple intersections in the Sundown. Traffic lights are not working also, so expect delays there. And then still in Sandton in Marlborough Drive, traffic lights are not working at the M1 South exit. Rand Park, Republic Road, traffic lights not working at the Brown Fisher Drive. And then finally in Marlborough Gardens, Marlborough Drive, traffic lights are not working at Northway. If you have any further updates to tell us about, we are on WhatsApp on 0817255228. Or simply, alternatively, we are on Twitter at UJFM Breakfast.